about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's this here? 5 minutes past the hour. Looks like we have a huge iceberg that has broken off from a glacier in northern Greenland, and they say it is twice the size of Manhattan. I'm looking at this iceberg. Oh, it looks so cool. I am so hot. I'm not handling this summer well at all. I'm looking at this iceberg, and oh, you just want to roll around in it, don't you? But anyway, they say for several years, scientists have been watching a long crack in the floating ice shelf. Stop the giggles. Stop the giggles. Of the northerly Petermann Glacier, and we've seen that. They've been showing this crack, and we've been stop it. Okay, on Monday, NASA satellites showed it had broken completely, forming an iceberg covering 46 square miles, 120 square kilometers. They say the same glacier spawned an iceberg twice that size years ago. Researchers, of course, blame global warming. They all do. Many of Greenland's southern glaciers, they also say, have been melting. But this thing is huge. I'm looking at this. This is huge. Huh. And it was predicted. It's interesting when scientists get something right. I don't know if any of my predictions will be right. I've predicted the Super Bowl winner once, and then I was wrong because I tried to use science instead of gut instinct. So I think I'm going to predict next year the Super Bowl correctly, but I gotta, you know, I've had to eat so much crow that, you know, I don't think anybody thinks my predictions are ever right. That's why I'm not even, you know, venturing a guess with the whole, you know, Mitt Romney vice president thing. I'm not even gonna go there. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say Dr. Dahlia Wax, but I don't think he's gonna pick me as vice president. Or Kyle. Kyle's working the dials. Speaking of New York, by the way, did you guys hear about this? Dozens of rescue cats were accidentally killed because of a computer glitch. Apparently, there's this, like, death row database at the New York City Animal Care and Control Center. And I guess, well, let me read this here. The database lists cats up for euthanasia at around 5 p.m. the night before they are due to put down, offering the public a chance to step in and save them. Rescuers then have until 6 a.m. to go online and reserve the kitty who's on death row for adoption. But I guess problems with the systems have led to the center being unaware that animals have been requested. So they get euthanized the next day without ever having gotten a chance to be adopted. I guess one such kitty, Max, a two-year-old black and white, had a home waiting for him in Connecticut. The woman who requested him off the death row list told the New York Post she contacted the shelter after not receiving the promised email confirmation. That is horrible. I got dogs and kitty cats, most of them rescued. And, wow. Oh, that is horrible. They need to get their act together. You know, I've been to some of the no-kill shelters. I got to admit, I went to one of the no-kill shelters because I think... why did I go there instead of the regular shelter? Because I usually end up adopting at the regular shelter. But I went to the no-kill shelter, and it was very interesting. The reception was very cool and cold. And I don't know if it's because I picked the cat that maybe one of the employees liked, but she wouldn't let me take the cat home. She says, "You have dogs?" I go, "Yes, we have dogs, but they're, you know, friendly with their cats, and they're, you know, cat-friendly, et cetera." She's like, "Bring the dogs back." And I go, you have a whole room of cats. You want me to bring the dogs?" And it was raining. One of the rare days it was raining. "You want me to go home, bring two dogs to come back for the cat?" "Yeah, I just want to see." Now, many places do home inspections. We've adopted cats where they would come to the house, which is totally fine. And I think I actually prefer that because it would make more sense. You see, you know, what the kids are doing, etc. But she wanted me to bring my dogs into the cat shelter. And it was overflowing with cats. And I just kind of got the feeling that they don't let anybody adopt any of these cats. So we decided to go to the shelter where the cats will be killed eventually. And we, you know, we... we adopted another one. I mean, right now we have five animals in the house. I think that's a little enough. We got two dogs and three cats. But I was just kind of surprised, because usually you go into a shelter, they are so happy you're there. And this, it's like, and I just think it was, I picked the cat that she wanted. Oh, see, isn't that catty? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 10 minutes past the hour. Taking your calls, your emails, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-362-3254. We got a lot to talk about. I had earlier in the show discussed the, I guess, the U.S. News top hospitals. Massachusetts General Hospital was found to be the top hospital in the USA. We'll talk about that one. We're also going to be talking about California is, I guess, filing a lawsuit. We're talking about the state of California against 16 companies accused of selling and distributing levels of lead. Also, I believe there's more lawsuits against Arizona with this paper, let me see your papers law. So we need to talk about that. And I think, is there a, Fabio. Is there a Hurricane Fabio in the loom? Remember we were making fun of that? Fabio. Yeah, I guess we got a Hurricane Fabio we need to look at. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and, of course, on Facebook. And for those of you that have an Android phone, we have the free Dr. Dahlia app. You can go to my website and download that. All right, what's going on here? 11 countries now restrict indoor tanning before age 18. It's about time. Looks like Brazil, France, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, again, England, France, Germany, again, Northern Ireland, Portugal, Scotland, Spain, and Wales, however many that is. Oh, I see. They tricked us with the first two. All of these countries say no indoor tanning before age 18. I told you guys why I was a little nervous about indoor tanning. When my sister was going to the fertility doctor, having some fertility issues, the first thing they asked is, has she ever indoor tanned? So what's the UV rays doing to the ovaries? It makes you think, not to mention skin cancer. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 18 minutes past the hour. So I guess study has linked, this is really sad, home foreclosures to child abuse. And this isn't the first time we've seen this, where when parents are going through financial stress, the kids get the brunt of it. And, we saw this in our home. Many of us have seen it, growing up. But, I mean, some of these kids, they're going through some major, major abuse, head trauma. Researchers found just under a 1% increase in the number of general physical abuse cases reported in 38 pediatric hospitals every year between 2000 and 2009, which is more than a 3% rise. Seen in traumatic brain injuries in babies. These increased rates seem to be directly correlated with the rate of mortgage foreclosures. They say it has well been known that economic stress has been linked to increase in child physical abuse, so we wanted to get to the bottom of this contrasting reports by formally studying hospital data. They found that each 1% increase in mortgage delinquency correlated with a 3% increase in the number of children 6 and under hospitalized every year for suspected physical abuse and 5% increase in admissions due to traumatic brain injury. You know, it's such a snowball effect. You know, we were talking about depression. We're talking about anxiety and divorce when the recession started years ago. And now many people, they can't afford their medications. They can't take their medications. So your patients with severe mood disorders or severe psychological disorders that aren't taking their medications, going to be very difficult to live with, could be even very dangerous. Well, the same goes true with people who have never allowed themselves to be diagnosed or treated. Now they're having stress. You know, maybe they can't, you know, buy the alcohol that they used to buy, and they take it out on the kids. And people that do buy alcohol take it out on the kids also when they drink. And, you know, we're all praying for this recession to end, but I don't know how to protect against what happens within the home. You know, we teach doctors how to look for abuse. We teach parents how to look for abuse, and teachers and family members, but it still happens. It still slips right by us. And, you know, some of these parents, they really know how to hide it. They know exactly where to hit. They know, you know, so the bruise doesn't show. And it's frightening. And, you know, more signs of the time. It looks like they say parents, they say, now are cutting back on college spending, having students live at home, choosing less expensive schools. And they're finding that we're seeing less expenditures going to college, even though we're still having the kids go. They say they spent on average $5,900 on college from their income and savings, down from $6,600 a year earlier and $8,700 the year before. They noticed parents borrowed $1,800 compared with $1,500 the previous year. Students themselves spent an average of $2,500 on college from their savings and income in the last academic year, up from $1,900. Well, why are they spending more? Oh, I say from their savings. Just over half of the students in the survey lived at home while they attended college, up almost 9% from a year ago. You know, I was the first person in my family to be lucky enough to be able to go to college. Luckily, I got a scholarship, an academic scholarship. But, you know, I remember back then going, I want my kids to go if they can. You know, I want my kids to go to the best schools. I want them to have, you know, more than what I had. And, you know, if they get into Harvard or MIT or Stanford or whatever, I'm going to make it happen. And all of a sudden this recession hits. And I go, kids, you're going to go wherever we can make it work. And college is expensive, especially if you're out of state. You know, I always thought my kids would probably end up in a California school. You know, and then you see the Dream Act and, you know, my kids will have to pay out-of-state tuition, whereas illegals can pay in-state tuition. And I don't think I want to pay the out-of-state tuition. I mean, I loved going to school in California when I went to UCLA, my last year of medical school. I loved living in California when I did. I have family in California. But it just boils my blood to pay out-of-state tuition when somebody else who isn't paying taxes in this country gets to go in-state tuition. Now, again, I want everybody to have opportunity, et cetera. It bothers me so much when the same product has two different prices. Then don't have out-of-state tuition. Then just have it all the same. But don't charge American citizens who want to come to your state, right? And then, of course, you know, pay taxes at the gas station, et cetera, and go to your school, the excessive out-of-state tuition fee when you're going to allow illegal immigrants to, you know, not have that extra fee. It's just another, you know, kind of like stay out of our state type of thing. Well, then fine. They're already bringing back the don't ask, don't tell policy, except with immigration. Please don't tell us you're here illegally and we won't ask you. We won't ask you. You don't tell us. So yet they sure want to know if you are an American citizen with money coming in from out of state. So honestly, I mean, I told my kids, you know, I want you guys going to college, but, you know, if all your friends are going to be later talking about these fancy schools, we're going to have to be realistic. Wherever we can make it work, we're going to make it work. And if they have to live at home, they have to live at home. You know, boo hoo. My concern is a few years from now, if the economy gets better, God willing, I think we're going to get spoiled again, all of us. And then 10 years or 20 years down the line, when another big recession hits, we're going to be stuck. So luckily, my kids are old enough where they're watching this closely. You know, they're learning pretty quickly the concept of recession, losing your nest egg, being fired, you know, needing to prepare for the future. You know, I think the kids are seeing this. I mean, me, it was in the 70s, and I remember the gas lines. I remember the gas prices. I remember my parents complaining, but my parents always complained. Even in the 80s and the 90s, I mean, we always were struggling. So we had a couple good years, but I remember us having to live in my grandma's house, living in her living room. You know, I shared, you know, one bed with my brothers and sisters, and we slept in the living room, and I went to school, and, you know, I remember, you know, I was pretty skinny, and we had tough times, and we always did. So I think that's where I learned my appreciation for not overly spending and to save and to, you know, be a hard worker. Although President Obama will say, you know, I was lucky. Yes, I was lucky, but I think I put a lot of work into it. Thank you. But, you know, my kids, you know, luckily they've been a little bit more fortunate. I just don't want them spoiled. That was always my fear, that my kids would be spoiled. And I mean, I know how to not spoil them, but I've been spoiling my kids because I go through this guilt that I work. You know, so when I come home, we were talking about this the other day, you know, I don't discipline my children or yell at my children as much as I should, because I feel so guilty that I'm not there. So when I come home, you know, and I mean, you know, because I work, I do the show, I prep for the show, I do reports, you know, and I hear what they did at school, you know, I'm not going to spend that time yelling and screaming at them like I should, because I'm their mother. You know, I get as many hugs and kisses in as possible, and, you know, cuddle on the couch, watch some TV, and that's it. So I know, I got to get my act together. I got to get my act together. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's talk about this Fabio, Tropical Storm Fabio. Oh, it's not going into a hurricane. It is weakening. The storm's maximum sustained winds early Tuesday have decreased to 50 miles an hour. It is in the Pacific, west coast of Mexico's Baja California. All right, I was wondering, Fabio just doesn't sound like a scary hurricane to me. You know, I would say Brutus. Was Brutus the Popeye bad guy, or was that Bruno? I don't know. Something with like a B would probably to me be a scary hurricane. Kyle's working the dials. I've never seen Kyle mad, but I think a hurricane Kyle could probably do a lot of damage. A hurricane Dahlia would probably be really scattered, not, you know, staying in one place, you know, sticking to the point. Probably right winged, so it would probably be, you know, more on the, I guess it depends on where you're standing. Maybe East Coast. Let me see. Googly-eyed. Probably googly-eyed. Yeah, that's what I would think. Okay. All right, for those who just joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 28 minutes past the hour. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot more stories. We're going to talk about the best hospitals. We're going to talk about this cancer smart bomb. We're going to talk about the new AIDS drug, the new weight loss drug, the new Alzheimer's drug that everybody's talking about. And I want to get to some of your emails if we can. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye today to Bill Asher. Many of you remember him as the producer, director, gifted man behind I Love Lucy and Bewitched. He died at age 90 in his Palm Desert, in a facility in Palm Desert, California, complications from Alzheimer's disease. He directed Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz for 100 of the show's 181 episodes of I Love Lucy between 1952 and 1957. He also produced and directed The Patty Duke Show and Bewitched. He was married to Elizabeth Montgomery. Remember, she played Samantha Stevens, the one that goes, do-do-do-do-do. I didn't like Bewitched that much. I wasn't a huge fan of Bewitched. I didn't like that. I thought Tabitha and the mother-in-law gave me the heebie-jeebies. Didn't like Bewitched. I loved I Love Lucy. I guess he also brought Sally Field to TV screens in Gidget, did Beach Blanket Bingo and Beach Party with Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. 90 years old. May you rest in peace. I tell you. I think I've watched every single I Love Lucy episode. I Love Lucy. Always makes you giggle. And still the humor. You know, to be able to make you giggle without using foul language, without having rated R or X material. You know, I mean, that was true genius, true art. You know, I'm pretty impressed. Pretty impressed. You know, another show I was always impressed with, and I know people hate it when I bring this show up, but I've been watching some of the reruns, is Seinfeld. And again, I think the reason why I like that show is because there's everyday things you deal with in life that remind you of that show. Like, for example, I guess every time I see an Adopt a Highway, there was an episode when Kramer wanted to adopt a highway, so he decided his highway, rather than being the normal three lanes, should have two nice roomy lanes. So he just repaints that block of street, block of highway. So you hear people get into accidents and crash. You know, things like that. Or the tipping. I think the tipping one is brilliant. Remember George was at a deli, and every time he tipped, the person at the counter was looking away. So when he looked back to George, he's like, well, where's my tip? And George is like, I put it in there. But, you know, he couldn't say it. So after this happening multiple times, George decides when the guy's turned away to go pull his tip back. Of course, he gets caught, you know, with his hand in the tip jar. And so I learned that whenever you tip at a deli or whenever you tip when you get something, you, as you get the food or the bag from him, you do the crossover with the tip and give him the tip as you're taking the food. This way, they see the tip and you aren't just throwing it in the tip jar. Because I like people to see me tip them. Especially since I usually tip more than the average person. So when they look at that tip jar and they see a five as opposed to a single, you know, they know that it was me. See? Just, yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's look at the top hospitals. U.S. News and World Report ranks the top hospitals based on patient survival, reputation, patient safety score, nurse staffing technology, etc. We'll go through these quickly. Top 17, Massachusetts General Hospital, Boston, Johns Hopkins Hospital, Baltimore, Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota, Cleveland Clinic, Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center rounds out the top five in L.A. Number 6, Barnes Jewish Hospital, Washington University, St. Louis. Number 7, New York Presbyterian University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell, New York. Number 8, Duke University Medical Center, Durham, North Carolina. Number 9, Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Rounding out the top 10 hospitals is UMPC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Number 11 was NYU Langone Medical Center, New York. Number 12, Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Number 13, UCSF Medical Center, San Francisco. Now, I almost went to residency. Was it residency at UCSF? I remember I had the worst 24-hour flu, and I almost missed my interview. And I ranked them below Vegas because even though I loved San Francisco, I didn't know if I could afford to live there. And I ended up matching in Las Vegas. But if I had, if they had matched me, and of course I'll never know, I probably would have ended up, well, they could match you, but if I don't choose them as high as my choice where I get in, you get in where you get in. Like for example, let's say I want to go to Harvard, Yale, and MIT. MIT puts me first, but MIT is my third choice. If Harvard picks me, I get to go to Harvard because it was my first choice. But if Harvard doesn't pick me, Yale doesn't pick me, but MIT picks me, then I get to go. You see, that's how it works. That's how it works when you're in residency. Anyway, who cares? Number 14, Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York. Number 15, Top Hospital, Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Number 16, Indiana University Health, Indianapolis. And number 17, University of Michigan Hospitals and Health Centers in Ann Arbor. I guess Johns Hopkins was at the top of the list for years, and Massachusetts General booted him off. Now, the U.S. News and Report have also listed the best hospitals depending on the medical specialties. For cancer, still University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, top notch. Cardiology and heart, Cleveland Clinic. Diabetes and endocrinology, Mayo Clinic. Ear, nose, and throat, Johns Hopkins Hospital. Now, again, this is the U.S. News and World Report. I'm sure many of you get amazing care at UCLA, Mayo Clinic, Phoenix, you know, some of the hospitals in Las Vegas. I love the medical care we could get in Las Vegas and in Nevada. But this is the U.S. News Report. Geriatrics, Johns Hopkins, gynecology, Mayo Clinic, nephrology, kidney issues, Cleveland Clinic, neurology and neurosurgery, Johns Hopkins, ophthalmology, Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute at the University of Miami. You'd think Jill Stein would be up there, but Jill Stein's very good. I train there, too. Orthopedics Hospital for Special Surgery, New York, Psychiatry, Johns Hopkins, Pulmonology, National Jewish Health, Denver, University of Colorado, Rehab, Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, Rheumatology, joints, arthritis, lupus, etc. John Hopkins, again, and urology, Cleveland Clinic. Whew, these guys know their stuff. So hopefully I mentioned some hospitals in your areas. But again, I have seen amazing care at hospitals never on these lists, and I've heard of horrible care depending on the staff. So again, you have good staff, you have a good doctor, you have a good team, you have someone that's going to listen to you. I don't think things are going to go as badly as they could. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, this cancer smart bomb they've been talking about in the news a couple days sounds pretty, pretty cool. Excuse me. What it is you have these little hollow spheres called nano lipogels, and they basically bring in, excuse me, I got the hiccups, the anti-cancer drug. So they get trapped in the tumor's blood vessels. And remember, tumors are chaotic, blood vessels are chaotic. So they're able to get in there, get trapped, and then it releases a protein that actually rallies the body's defense mechanism. So not only can it release the anti-cancer drug, but it also helps your body prime its immune system. Now, scientists have already tested these spheres on mice on that had melanoma, stage 4 melanoma, that had already spread to the lungs. Very deadly cancer. And they found that the mice survived, as well as the tumor growth was significantly delayed. Now, being able to do these things is phenomenal. I just don't know whether this is going to come out on the market. Cancer tumors also secrete these chemicals that can mess with your immune system. So again, you don't know what you're fighting. You don't know if you're fighting the right thing. So attempts to boost patient immunity at the same time is also a plus. Now, they say these NLGs, these neat little nano lipoparticles described by Nature Materials, the journal, I guess they package together two completely kinds of molecule. One has the cancer medication, the TGF-beta, which stunts the local immune system as it's trying to kill the cancer, whereas the interleukin signaling molecule boosts the immune system. So you got kind of this twofer, which is kind of nice. But, you know, until I see this out on the market, I don't want us to get too excited. We've been talking about safer forms of cancer treatment and ways to fight cancer without hurting our body for years, and I still haven't seen any of these fancy schmancy things I get to talk about on my show come to fruition, but it's still cool stuff. At least we know somebody's working on something. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back with more medical news, 42 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOCDALI.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA has finally said no more BPA in baby bottles or sippy cups. The controversial chemical bisphenol A, which we talk about all the time on the show, nauseam, finally banned from baby bottles and sippy cups. Although I think the chemical industry, American Chemical Council, I think has been involved earlier than this. I think many companies have already stopped using BPA, but the FDA has finally spoken. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. The chemical industry's request may help curb years of negative publicity from consumer groups and head off tougher laws that would ban BPA from other types of packaging. They have actually asked the FDA to change its rule in October after determining that all manufacturers of bottle and sippy cups had already abandoned BPA. So now they're saying, well, FDA, we've already gotten rid of it all. Legislation introduced by some members of Congress would ban BPA nationwide for all canned food, water bottles, and food containers. Chemical makers maintain that this plastic hardening chemical is safe for all food and drink uses. See, that's the problem. We have stuff floating in everything. And I'm wondering if they're all six and one half a dozen of another. If they use a substitute, because they can't use BPA, is the substitute going to be worse? Now, the one thing we don't want is lead. Looks like state investigators in California have found that some items from retailers, wholesalers, suppliers have distributed, I guess, toys and jewelry with costume jewelry with lead multiple times the legal state limit. They're looking at earrings, necklaces, tiaras, hair clips. So apparently now inspectors are doing spot checks on stores and factories. And from what we understand, 16 companies are going to be accused and selling and distributing costume jewelry that have high levels of lead. Yeah, it makes us wonder. We may want to go back into our costume jewelry box. I mean, stuff we've collected over the last 30 years. You wonder. Most of that stuff probably does have lead. I mean, there's crap all over the place. All right. What's this? U.S. produce testing program faces uncertain future, according to Health Day, U.S. News and World Report. A produce safety testing program operated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture will continue for the... Oh, you know what? This is cut off. Oh, I can't even tell you the story. Ah, my source is cut off. All right. You know what? I'm not really into agriculture right now. No, I'm kind of into carbs. Rather talk about something that has to do with carbs. Let's talk about this guy who bit into that turkey sandwich. You guys heard about, we discussed this yesterday, those turkey sandwiches on the Delta flights coming out of Amsterdam, I guess on four different flights. Somebody had put needles in there. Well, somebody had bitten, you know, was hungry. Because, you know, by the time you get anything on an airplane, it's hours into the flight. So when he bit into his turkey sandwich, the needle poked him. Now, he has been put on the newly approved anti-HIV drug, which I'm going to talk about in a couple minutes, in case the pin was laced with HIV. His name is James Tongues, T-O-N-G-E-S, maybe Tongus, but it's funnier when you say tongue. But anyway, he thinks the needle could be a part of a terrorist plot because others were found in a total of six sandwiches served to passengers before aboard four Delta Airlines flights from the Dutch airport to the United States on Sunday. FBI has launched an investigation, has increased security. Any flight I've ever been on, there's been no food except those stupid nuts. And they don't even give those nuts. I used to like the Boston baked beans. Are those the ones that are sweet? You have the nuts that have that sweet red coating. I loved those. I think, maybe 18 years ago, they stopped serving those. And now they don't even give you peanuts. They give you this mix with like a cheese whiz in there or something. Oh, I can't stand it. So anyway, but I tell you guys, I mean, be careful with some of the alcohol bottles. Pour, if you get some of those little alcohol bottles, pour them into the cups. Who knows where these can be. Mr. Tongues told ABC Good Morning America that he was two bites into the sandwich when he felt a sharp pain in the roof of the mouth. He thought at first it was a toothpick. When he pulled it out, it was a needle that was 1 inch long. 2 minutes later, Dr. Jag Drott, a friend he had met earlier on the flight, notified a flight attendant that he found a needle as well. Both men were flying business class from Amsterdam Schiphol Airport to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dr. Drott learned after he landed that his son, who was on a parallel flight to Atlanta, had found a needle in his sandwich as well. Needles were also discovered on a second flight to Atlanta and another flight to Seattle. The FBI is currently testing the needles to see if they were contaminated. Now, they had put Mr. Tongues on Truvada. Now, Truvada is this HIV drug that actually is a combination of two HIV drugs that have been used for a while, the Emtriva and the Viriate. And they combined it into a pill that you could take once a day, and it's a medication that the FDA has approved to give to people who are at risk for getting HIV when they currently don't have it. Now, what they found in the trials, it's called Truvada. Truvada, what they found is it reduced transmission of the virus up to 96% when uninfected partners of people infected with HIV took the medication. So these are for people that are not infected yet, that have partners with HIV, and they don't want to get HIV. And 96% is phenomenal, but it's not 100%. 4% chance is still pretty big. And even the company says this is only supposed to be used in combination with other safe sex practices. They are going to be putting a box warning to let people know that Truvada should be part of a combination of safe sex practices, okay? But it's interesting. So, but I kind of like it as a prophylaxis. I like that idea. It's very interesting that they put this gentleman on it as a prophylaxis for the needles. If it's well tolerated, I think it's a brilliant idea. And like I said, the medicines have been out for a while. So, you know, like I said, look before you leap, look before you chew, look before you eat. Pretty scary stuff. Oh, excuse me. All right. Now, let's talk about this Alzheimer's drug. Very fascinating idea that they've had. They use something called GammaGuard. It's a very small study where they basically use this IVIG, this IV immunoglobulin that we use to block body, you know, your antibodies from fighting yourself. We use that in myasthenia gravis. We use it in a lot of autoimmune diseases. Well, they're using this GammaGuard, a form of it, to see if it could slow Alzheimer's. And in four patients, which they tried this on, they were able to stabilize the Alzheimer's disease for up to 3 years. Now, usually people with Alzheimer's, they progress pretty rapidly. Every 6 months to a year, there could be severe deficits in their cognition. In fact, they say that if a patient could go for 18 months without any change, they doubt it may even be Alzheimer's to begin with. But in this particular case, they were able to have four patients that didn't decline over 3 years. They said some patients have been able to go 6 years or 8 years without worsening. And even though this isn't a cure, it's better than nothing. They think maybe it blocks some of the amyloid production, because remember, IVIG is supposed to block antibodies and your body's destruction mechanism. So they think the antibodies in the drug block the beta amyloid, which is a protein thought to cause Alzheimer's. Or they think it's the anti-inflammatory effect, because again, they still don't know 100% what is going on. They talk about the tau proteins, they talk about the neurofibrillary, the fibrillary triangles, the beta amyloid deposition. But the treatment, I guess, requires IV infusions every 2 weeks, can cause fevers, some chills, blood clots. So again, it's not risk-free, and it's not a cure-all, but it's something very well entertained. And it's going to be interesting. The only thing is IVIG, is it plentiful? They actually get IVIG from healthy people that are harvested from donated blood plasma. But, you know, they're on the right track with this one. I like it. All right, guys, Android users, don't forget to download our free Droid app. Android app, go to the Dr. Dahlia Show website to do that. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe, God bless, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.